WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Here is Phil Nee with a look at football this evening.
There is eight-player football tonight. Highland is at Kickapoo LaFarge. Games under the lights in 11-player football. Mauston at Berlin. It's also Sauk Prairie at Lakeside Lutheran. Sparta at Reedsburg. Viroqua at Westby. Ripon at the Dells. Riverdale is at River Ridge in the Six Rivers. It's also Cuba City at Southwestern East Dubuque. Darlington travels to Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg. Blackhawk Warren at Iowa Grant. Boscobel visits Potosi Cassville. Fenimore will take a trip to Galena. In the Scenic Bluffs Conference tonight, Ithaca travels to Cashton. That's our featured game on WRCO and WRCO.com. Here is co-head coach David Klang of the Bulldogs.
We definitely have met our expectations, and like we kind of take it a week by week, and like we focus one week at a time. We have goals overall, but like the goal is to win the week and win that game and not let outside distractions or anything else get in the way. It's win that week and win that game.
For Cashton, they are coached by Jared Himmersbach. He talked about the Ithaca scouting report.
Very aggressive and, very athletic group of kids. They've always got a really strong program, and, this year they're just very athletic and, got good team speed.
The Ventesnik Power Sports pregame show begins around 6:40 this evening. Other games, New Lisbon at Brookwood and Royal at Hillsboro. Southwest Conference, Platteville at Lancaster, Dodgeville at Broadhead Judah, Richland Center at New Glarus. Here's Coach Andrew Troxell of the Hornets talking about coming off a close loss and taking a long road trip.
I like our odds. I thought we played Lancaster very, very well. And the score at the end was not indicative of the game itself. And so I think our matchup is good. I think we can establish a run game early and often, and then really what their offensive attack plan is going to be is to hit the edges, and so with our 3-5, we're built to stop that, so I'll look for our edges and our linebackers to really have a good game. It just depends on our secondary being able to take away any big plays. So We're eager to kind of see how that's going to play out.
Richland Center is at New Glarus. River Valley also has a long road trip to Prairie du Chien. Here is co-head coach Dan Makovic.
We have to shore up our defensive front right away to make sure we're minimizing the running game and minimizing big plays through that. And then the secondary, we really have to be more disciplined. There were times where we gave up some big pass plays. It's not always on them because we also have to get the quarterback down with some pressure and things like that. So just as a team, we need to shore up making sure we're not allowing extra plays and extra yards off plays that should have been ended earlier.
River Valley at Prairie du Chien in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference this evening. Our pregame time, sponsored by Ventesnik Power Sports, will begin around 6:40, and we'll have more from the coaches at that time, and then kickoff time at 7 o'clock in Cashton, where the Eagles play host to the visiting Ithaca Bulldogs. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
The Brewers were held to a single run on two hits while losing the series opener to the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-1 last night. The game was scoreless until the Snakes popped for three runs in the top of the fifth. Starter and winner Brandon Pfaadt struck out seven straight Milwaukee batters at one point. The only Brewers run came on a solo home run by Garrett Mitchell in the bottom of the seventh. Tobias Myers took the loss. Colin Ray starts the second game of the four-game weekend series this evening, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch from AmFam Field will be at 7:10, with the pregame starting at around 6:35. Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love is listed as questionable for Sunday's game with the Tennessee Titans as he continues his recovery from a knee injury. Love has been practicing on a limited basis each of the last 3 days after setting out the Packers' 16-10 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. Love injured his left medial collateral ligament on September 6 during the final series of the Packers' 34-29 season opening loss to the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. Former Titans quarterback Malik Willis would start if Love is unable to play. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game between the Titans and the Packers right here on WRCO 100.9 on Sunday. The kickoff will be at noon, and the pregame will start at around 10 o'clock. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.